Hello and welcome to the Farcom Podcast. Sorry for the delay. We have a lot to talk about today, and we're going to start off with football. Big 41-14 win last week. And the thing I love about this game is going into it, the way the narrative was, well, Northwestern State, Demon football team, well, you know, they're not going to beat the top three. They've played the worst teams. The top three are gone. And we went into Commerce, a very good Commerce team, I should add, and just absolutely destroyed them 41-14. Then a narrative changed to, well, you can't beat the top two. And I just disagree with the narrative. And reason being is people were somehow forgetting that Commerce beat Southeastern and also played as well as anyone not named Southeastern, played UIW extremely well, held them to 35 points. Now, there was a lot of yards gained on the ground, but as far as their passing attack, no one is neutralized the passing attack as well as Commerce. So I think what the Demons did was very impressive. And especially when you look at the stats for the game and you look at team stats real quick on that one. Demons in that game was Zach Clement, 25 of 43, 223 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's not bad at all. 223 yards is not bad. Then you look at rushing wise, Kenneth Lacy, he had 60 yards rushing. Zach Clement, 35. Kobe Burrell, 35. Scooter Adams, 26. That was real impressive. Again, that is a steady offensive performance when you can have effective running, effective passing. I thought we did a great job against what is a very solid team. Have to add with receiving-wise, Zach Patterson, 15 for 92, was amazing. Javon Antonio, 2 for 45. Would like to see him get involved a little more. Same with Kenar King, only had 1 for 36, but still tremendous job for the Demon football team. And going forward, of course, you have Southeastern coming up tomorrow, that game at 4 o'clock, and that's going to be a fun one to watch. Southeastern's one of those teams where at times they look like they are a legit contender. At times they kind of make a couple of silly mistakes. I think for the Demons, the big key for not only this game but UIW going forward is we have got to have our offense in check. I don't think we're going to win against Southeastern without putting up at least 30 points. I think it's imperative. Southeastern can put up points in bunches, so I think we will definitely have to score 30-plus to win that game. Always tough at Southeastern. We haven't won against them in a long time, but I'm really confident for the Demon football team. And, you know, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the year the Demon football team would be 4-0, I would never have believed it. I would love to go back again, play Eastern Illinois, play Grambling, just to see how we would compete against them the way we're playing now. I think it's clearly a different team. Zach Clement, I think, was the one of the keys to that change. The guy is just a winner, has been since high school. So I think this has been, you know, great for him, great for the program, and, you know, great for Coach Scott Laird and staff. I know they had taken a pretty bad beating, especially after that Grambling game, but the turnaround here has been unstarred and miraculous. I've said it before, and I'll mention it again. Reminds me a lot of 2018 Lamar that started off really poor and then went on the tear the last half of the season. And that team, much like Northwestern, everyone kept saying, well, they're going to lose against Sam Houston. They're going to lose against Stephen F. And they just kept winning and made the playoffs. So if you're the Demon football team, I think this is a huge opportunity. And regardless of what happens, you're playing for conference title that last week of the season at home. Myself personally, though, I'd love to beat Southeastern and have that be the conference championship. No ties, no nothing. But a win here against Southeastern guarantees us a share of the conference title. And then we're playing UIW that last week for the conference title. Should be a great game. And whatever Demon marketing is up, I would say make sure you get people to that game. Get Turpin Stadium packed on that last Saturday of the week. That's going to be a amazing atmosphere. So looking forward to it. I'm going to take a quick break and then come back and talk about basketball, which finally opened their season, recap some volleyball, and discuss soccer. One of the big news coming out this week, of course, the basketball season started off, including the debut of Coach Corey Gibson, started off with a loss to Texas Tech, 73-49. That wasn't a bad game. I didn't find, halftime's 42-23, but the Demons are in the game. I thought played very well shooting wise. Demons from 3-point line were 10 of 36. We had a lot of good looks. End of the game, we were 19 of 67 overall shooting, which does have to improve clearly. We shot 28% for the game, which isn't acceptable or good at all. But the thing I was impressed with it is Texas Tech last year was one of the top defensive teams in the nation. They came back this year, the same defensive tenacity, and Demons had a lot of good looks. They just weren't falling. I think a lot of that has to come with being the first game, not being in that rhythm. But I was really impressed the way our Demon team played. Came back with a 79-68 win over Ouachita Baptist in a rare day game for the Demons yesterday. And Demons were down 38-30 at half. Really just kind of looked out of sorts, I felt. Offensively, defensively, had a lot of breakdowns, which wasn't characteristic of us against Texas Tech. Again, I attribute that to growing pains. It's a new coaching staff. The players are still starting to gel. Second half, much better. Outscored Ouachita Baptist 49-30 as Patrick Netherton pointed out, even though they were 7-21 last year, they do have a lot of veteran players, a lot of experience. And early season, that can go a long way. The guys I was really impressed with so far early in this season for the Demons. First one, Greedy Williams. He's played tremendous that first game. I think he's really good, almost like a quarterback on the floor in that point position. I thought his passes looked really good. He had some good looks. I think he drives really well to the rim. Hasn't seen the aggressiveness I'd like to see, but I think that'll come. But man, when he drives, he's really good. Has a nice little first step. Other guy, Isaac Haney, looked really good. He had 19 points against Ouachita Baptist. Jamonte Black looked really good. A guy that didn't have the minutes, but a guy I could see really, really looking positive is Emory McDonald. I thought looked really good out there, and Dane Prim. So there's a lot of guys out here that on the team I think can contribute as we go on, but you can see it's still a work in progress. Nothing to be concerned about, but you know, I'm pleased with what I've seen so far. Very excited. I think we look like a much better team than last year. I think defensively, that little breakdown in against Ouachita Baptist in the first half, again, I think that's just more, it's going to take time for all the kinks to work out. It's a growing pains, but it'll come. And if you go look back to Coach McConathy's first season, a lot of those problems also existed in his first season. And when the Demons of Destiny were famously, you know, the almost all freshman team, the same thing happened. So we all know how that ended. And I think this is a great starting point. And I think Coach Corey Gibson, you know, really has good things being built here. It's going to take a while. I'm not expecting miracles in the first season, but I think we've done a great job. Demons will return to action Monday at TC, which will be a tough one, and that Illinois State, which is always a really good team. So going to be fun to watch how this team does handle against both of them. Of course, all the games are on ESPN Plus, which is a really big bonus. Coach Anna Nims, who, again, I've said many times how much I really respect what she's done. They open up with a win over Letourneau, 79-34. First period, I thought we really struggled kind of with our shooting. It looked like our mid-range was kind of having problems, same issues we saw last year. But from the second period on, our offense started to gel, and we just took over the game over Letourneau, which is a hard team to really get a gauge on being a lower division team. But defensively, we were absolutely locked down. Defensively, it was great to see. Demons were led by Kendall Hederman and Johnny Thomas. Again, hard to get a read on it. We played a lot of players, a lot of minutes for everybody. So I expect to see that kind of shift a little bit as the season goes on. But the thing I really appreciated watching that team is that the main issue I saw last year is we do that wonderful dribble drive, inside-out offensive attack. But our mid-range just kind of let us down, I thought, at times. I saw a marked improvement. You can see the offense kind of had some new wrinkles in it. And going forward, it'll be fun to see what will happen with them. They will play tonight, 6:30 at Oklahoma State, and then we'll be off until next Thursday when they host Southern University in Prather. So going to be really fun to watch that. Of course, big one coming up on November 20th, traveling to LSU. So really going to be a tough, tough stretch for the Lady Demons. But Oklahoma State, Southern, and LSU, all really good teams. So it'll be interesting to see how our defense holds up against much better competition, how our offense goes. But I think as long as our offense is patient and doesn't try and force things, I like the way the squad is built. And last but not least, volleyball had if you hadn't watched it last night, go watch the replay, at least that last set. It was really fun as Lady Demons 3-2 win over UIW. Fun game. At times, like, both teams took control. Northwestern Volleyball, though, in that last set, did a great job. It's like just kind of jumping out to an early start and kind of fending off the Cardinals. Really pleased with them. And I really wish I'd understood volleyball more. I mean, I understand how the game works, but just more terminology, because Lady Demons are fun to watch. They're 9-8 in conference, 16-12 overall. Season is winding down. They'll have their last game Saturday against Texas A&M Commerce. That'll be at home at 1 p.m. So if you're in Natchitoches, highly advise going out to that game. Support the seniors. They're having a great one. And then the Southland Conference Tournament will start next Thursday. So volleyball, I think in the last, you know, really toward the end of the season, really turned it on. They've won 3 in a row. So, you know, congrats to volleyball. And it's amazing when you look at where volleyball has come from in the late 90s to what it is now. It's a lot of growth of the program, and it's good to see. I do thank you for listening to this episode of the Farcom Podcast. Going to be back next week and hopefully break down a win over Southeastern, and then a big episode, which I do have planned, talking about a conference championship. Going to kind of recap the last conference championship we won and just go through some memories of some past conference titles, such as the win against McNeese in 1998, where the goalposts were taken down, the year before, where we also tore down the goalposts against Stephen F. Austin. So it's going to be a lot of fun talking about that. It's going to be great for football, and the fact that we're talking this late in the season about a conference title is just unbelievable. I don't think anyone expected it, but if you're the Demon football team, Demon volleyball, you know, keep exceeding expectations. Basketball, you know, definitely fun to watch. It's been an exciting week for Northwestern Athletics. Great to bring this to you. Thank you for listening. Hope you have an enjoyable week. If anyone's traveling out to Hammond, please be safe. Lions are great people. If you haven't been to Southeastern's campus, it's a really beautiful facility, and the people out in Hammond are great and very friendly. So I know all Demon fans going will enjoy it, and lots of places to go in Hammond after to enjoy the festivities. So thank you for listening. Have a great week. Let's go beat Southeastern, set up a conference title next week. Until next time, Farcom Demons.